You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. And now we'll head across the bay to Oakland, where Visalia Stanley has found that some of the things she needs are right at her fingertips. This story comes to us from our community storytelling project, Hear Here.
I don't find food, I hunt for food. My name is Visalia Stanley, and I live in Oakland, California, in the Temescal area. I walked for about 3 hours this morning looking for food, and I found a couple of lemons, and I think they were kumquats, I'm not really sure, and a couple of plums. That was breakfast. You know, I wake up kind of early sometimes and do it. I try not to go too far off of the sidewalk, just if my arm can reach from the sidewalk, or if I see someone that has an abundant tree, like mandarins or oranges or something like that, I'll ask them, you know, hey, can I come take some off your tree? And if I come again, do I need to ask you? Or so I try and be really respectful of it. Like, I've learned how to pick what I need, even the herbs I've learned just to find them. Rosemary, lemon, mugwort, different kinds of sage, chard. There's apples, lemon verbena. I know I can make tea from lemon verbena, and I can bathe in lemon verbena or do whatever I want to do with lemon verbena. It's like going to the grocery store. My dining room is my urban area, I guess. I don't really have a name for it because it's not really a big deal to me. It's just something that I'm doing while I'm looking for employment. So I just decided to start walking around and seeing what I could find. That's just the way that I chose to ground myself and survive. Maybe I'll live longer if I just walked around and found fruit and vegetables and things like this, and it actually works. I'm here, still alive. Hopefully that, you know, it never leaves my life. And so hopefully whatever job I get or whichever route I go next, I'm able to walk a lot and kind of keep myself centered and always looking up, you know. Always walk and look up.